You may remember that the EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy in February this year announced that the appropriate measures the EU had taken in the framework of its development cooperation with Zimbabwe would elapse on the 1st of November, provided that there is no serious deterioration in the governance and human rights situation of the country. Now, the EU Council unanimously confirmed the announcement of February, which means that on the 1st of November, these appropriate measures will effectively be lifted.
So does this mean now that you will not be giving your support through humanitarian non-governmental organizations, but dealing directly with the government?
First of all, in the past, we did not only work through non-governmental organizations, but what is much more important is that we can engage with the government on policy dialogue, which means that the way we will program our cooperation will be entirely different, because we will be able to program in coordination and in agreement with the government, and of course also the EU member states, but through a sector-wide approach, which means that we will be able to intervene at a much more strategic level in the reform processes announced by the government, so that the impact of our interventions will be greatly enhanced, and that this impact will be far more sustainable than it was in the past.
But President Robert Mugabe and a few individuals in his inner circle remain on the sanctions list.
Well, indeed, there are two types of measures which were still ongoing, and we had indeed appropriate measures which related to our development cooperation, and then we had what we call restrictive measures against a very limited list of individuals and entities, basically referring to travel bans and asset freeze plus the general arms embargo. Now, that's still in place because these two decisions are different decision-making processes within the EU.